This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind? Thanks to Pat Finken for filling in for me yesterday here on the program. It's a lot easier, Todd, sitting here behind the microphone than it is chasing a 12-year-old around the Mall of America, I'll tell you. This feels nice. Really nice. Really glad. Easy duty today, ladies and gentlemen.
How many bags did you end up having to carry there?
Oh, I don't know.
A couple of big ones when I saw you, and then you were going to get more stuff. So
she's big on Lush. Lush is a like a beauty products deal, kind of all natural beauty products. They have bath bombs and soaps and that kind of stuff. And that
you, bombs.
There's only one in the Upper Midwest, and it's at the Mall of America. That's her thing.
Oh, bomb! Like, okay, I'm thinking B-O-M-B, bomb. I'm like.
Yeah. It is. It's a bath bomb. You know, that's what they call it. Where you drop it in the bath and it fizzles all, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And a girl thing, you know. You and I wouldn't use bath bombs, right? No, that's...
I used to get in trouble for, you know, bomb sounds like I'm splashing a bunch of water out of the tub.
Yeah, no. So anyway, was the majority of it, but they're, you know, they're kind of heavy. And then we had one little incident where we decided to do a few of the rides there at the Mall of America, and we did the water plume or whatever they call that ride. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're in simulated log. And
well, they don't let me in those rides, but yeah.
River and the whole deal. So we're there, and I'm like, okay, where do you put the stuff to the person that puts you in? Oh, you can put it in there. Just put it way in back. It never gets wet way in back. Yeah, how'd that work out for us? Like, at one point, Haley's dumping water out of her shoe, and we get off, and all these bombs started. I mean, it's like you put them in water, so that it was a disaster.
Imagine that.
We made do, but anyway. I like between 10 and 15,000 steps every day. So, it's good to be behind a microphone. This is easy duty, ladies and gentlemen, after a little holiday hiatus. Thanks for listening. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at High Plains Apache. They are your Apache sprayer dealer. It's not even 2016, and they have 2016s in right now. The best sprayer money can buy. The best warranty of any sprayer out there. And great deals on the 2016s. Even better on the 2015s. They're moving them out. And some low-interest financing right now as well. Good deal there. They have the ET Ag Center, which means they can get you a part not only for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer. Come and see them. Man down across from Bonanza. You can also check them out online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. They're in Fargo, too. Actually, Frontier, south of Fargo. Exit 60 off I-29 at High Plains Apache. So have you seen North Dakota's big stuff? Big stuff in the sense that we are growing faster than anyone else. How's that for pretty cool? We're going to dig into this story a little bit today with the state demographer, Chief Number Cruncher. And looking forward to this conversation. If you have questions or comments on it, it's welcome as well. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Ready for your calls at 701-258-0550. Or toll free from anywhere at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, and he'll get that right into us. It's 701-226-8503. Kevin Iverson, State Demographer, Department of Commerce, on our Newsmaker line. Kevin, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate it very much. This is a fun story. We love it when North Dakota's number one. And so I imagine there's a lot of different benchmarks, but right now the big headline here is fastest growing state in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But it's also the fourth year in a row we've been the fastest growing state. So it's kind of been consistent for us for a little while now.
We're getting good at this fastest growing state stuff.
True, it won't stay forever, but certainly it's a reversal of what we saw for several decades.
Now, the percentages, how are you able to say that? Give us the data behind fastest growing state.
Well, in this past year, we're estimated to have grown just about 2.3% overall in terms of total population. I believe since the decennial census, it's a little over 12% that we've seen growth in the state. So that's fairly large changes to see in population.
And who's anybody nipping in our heels?
Not really. Actually, between 2012 and 2013, we passed Alaska. Alaska had, and we're right behind South Dakota. We'd have to catch up about another 100,000 people in order to pass South Dakota. Alaska has seen a decrease in population, and they had passed us between 2002 and 2003, and between 2012 and 2013. We passed them back up because of our growth. And Alaska is actually shrinking a little bit now. So I don't think there's anybody going to be nipping at our heels from behind.
So 16,000 people, 2.3% in the way of growth. And again, how's it measured? Is it percentage? Is it people? When you say fastest growing 4 years in a row, what are we measuring?
Yeah, you're measuring the percentage of change. And actually, it's just under 17,000. It was estimated this last year at 16,887, and those numbers will change. But in terms of the percentage change, we had the highest percentage of any state, followed by Alaska. Let's try that again. Colorado, that was what, 1.9%. So the percentage change we saw was fairly dramatic, and it's been fairly dramatic for a period of time now, primarily driven by net migration into the state, people moving in from all over, a lot of people from Minnesota, but all over. They're moving into the state for job opportunities.
All right, so that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. And we're over now 750,000 people with this number. That's another milestone, right?
Yeah, right at 750,000. And that's a level the state's never been at. You think in terms of, population only used to be measured once every 10 years at the decennial census. And our highest population ever, which is, a true count where they count every person in every housing unit, in 1930 was 681,000 people. So we are far, far above any level that we've ever seen in terms of a firm count. And it's probably pretty certain that that we're quite a bit ahead of where we were in 2010 by about 84,000 people.
The number that really blows me away is the fact that since 2004, when this out-migration ended and you started to reverse that trend, we've gained about 110,000 people, right?
That's about correct, yes.
So 110,000 people. Now, that number is real, especially in a state that, that a lot of people thought, well, 650,000 people, right? No more. Now we're over 750,000, but 110,000 people since 2004. We're on quite a clip here.
Things really changed around. Well, they actually changed around very slowly in the middle part of the last decade, but it reversed a long period of trend, a long-term trend towards out-migration. And actually, I think it was until 2008 that we actually saw our first net in-migration coming into the state. And so this growth, or you could say accelerated growth, has been fairly a recent phenomenon in the state.
Is that slowing at all? Is that the in-migration slowing down?
Well, that's the great question. It's really hard to tell at this point in time. My guess is we're going to see some slowdown in migration. It really depends on the economy. Obviously, the state's economy is a driver to this, to our people coming in for job opportunities. But I tend to believe overall we will continue to see some growth and gain some people as a result of migration. And what I'm looking at that kind of gives me an indication of that is the ratio of jobs to the population. We are head and shoulders above anybody in terms of jobs. And still, you know, you look around, still help wanted signs of in the state, still the lowest unemployment rate of any of the 50 states. So my guess is we're going to continue to see some people moving into the state. And I think we already have this past 6 months.
What's the difference percentage-wise of that population growth of that in-migration, somebody coming here for an opportunity, versus new babies?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. About two-thirds of our, or should I say about three-quarters of our population change has been driven by net migration, people moving from other states into the state of North Dakota. And about a quarter of that growth has been a result of increased births over deaths. Now, we've increased the number of births every year, and if we go back to the early part of the last decade, the number of births in North Dakota was actually under 8,000. This past year, it was 11,350. So, and that continues to grow every year at about 400 additional births. And actually, deaths, on the other hand, have actually been trailing off slightly. And I think that has to do with we're kind of reaching the cohort that was born in the Great Depression.
Hang on a second. We'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break here with Kevin Iverson, state demographer, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook, and NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, this is...
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
North Dakota, one of our top 10 towns. Love getting around the great state of North Dakota. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be in Bismarck, broadcasting live from the Kirkwood Mall. We'll be at Hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
You're not going to be in the water again.
Of course I am.
Nice. Oh, good. I'll put that picture from last time up there on Facebook at the time so that everybody can get that image so that before the show even starts, you get the image of what Scott's up to.
Fastest selling, hottest selling, best selling hot tub on the planet Earth. And they sell them not only from that Kirkwood Mall location in Bismarck, but also in Grand Forks in front of Kmart along South Washington and in West Fargo, just a little bit to the west of Spitfire. As well, Vince and the crew, they are one of our fine sponsors here, and they do a great job. So get on in there and bring the family back together. That's what's happening in our house. I tell you, we get them all to shut their phones off, and they get in the hot tub, and we're using it every night, no matter the temp. It's fabulous. So anyway, we'll be doing that. But anyway, I was starting to tell you about Tioga being one of our top 10 towns, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Get around North Dakota, towns like Tioga, but the good folks at Tioga Medical Center and Tioga Ace Hardware and Sheldon Welding, Hess Corporation, Dawa Solutions Group, the folks that are bringing you the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show in Dickinson, April 13th and 14th. Get signed up for that right now, BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. Also, Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse Saloon, Mainstay Suites Tioga, the place to stay, Tioga EDC and Tioga CDC. And the Tioga Medical Center, if I didn't mention them. One of our top 10 towns. We are chatting with Kevin Iverson today on the program, state demographer with the North Dakota Department of Commerce, talking about North Dakota's population boom. Is this a boom? I mean, this is fair to call this a boom. This kind of a stretch, isn't it, Kevin?
Well, it might be a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, 4 years in a row having the highest percentage gain in the country, I think certainly says something. I mean, it's pretty dramatic that you'd have one state leading the country 4 years in a row. You know, if you go back in history, North Dakota was at one point in time the 35th largest state, and then we just kind of stopped growing after about 1930, and everybody else just continued to grow, and we became one of the smallest states with time.
How many counties in North Dakota are growing?
You know, we only have the data right now through 2014, but a little over about 36 of the 53 counties were showing growth through the middle part of 2014. Most of the counties, if you look, obviously, you know, Cass County, Burley County, the major counties, Ward and Grand Forks, almost all the western counties were growing. We're seeing growth. And I should mention Grand Forks too. But some of the more rural areas in the northeast corner of the state and some of those in the James River Valley kind of were the ones that you were seeing losing growth. And that loss in the James River Valley goes on down into South Dakota also. But and that's going to probably continue. You're not going to see growth in all 53 counties.
And when you break that out, where is the boom within the boom?
Yeah.
Where are the hottest areas in North Dakota that are growing?
Yeah, to simplify it, I like to break the state down into the eight economic planning regions. And the greatest growth, you know, people all kind of talk about the boom, but the oil boom, but actually the greatest growth has been right in the Fargo area, and specifically Cass County in the Fargo region. But all four of the western economic planning regions, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, and Bismarck, are seeing growth. And that kind of has been the pattern throughout the decade. Growth, the highest growth in the Fargo area, followed by all four of the western areas. You could say the second fastest growing area is certainly the Williston area. And if you do it by percentages, Williston is by far the highest percentage of any of the economic regions.
And how do you count now, Kevin? I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, every 10 years you'd get a population update, right? And seems like we're constantly hearing numbers. Is it easier to getting more data more quickly?
Oh, it is. You know, the decennial censuses still occur once every 10 years, and the population estimates are based on change since the last census. And the federal government uses a lot of administrative records, certainly IRS tax returns, Medicare and Medicaid enrollment, as well as Social Security payments to estimate those that number and how that population has changed. We also provide the Census Bureau with data on births and deaths by county that helps them calculate the population estimate. But it is important to remember it is an estimate. It's not firm. And the last three estimates from 2012 through 2014 were all adjusted, and they were adjusted up slightly. For instance, in 2012, when they first did the estimate, they estimated that we had 699,000 people. Well, they've changed that now. That's gone up a little bit in terms of the number of people that are estimated to have been in the state at that period of time. So it is a moving target. It's based on administrative records, and they use a mathematical model in order to estimate the number of people there. You only really get a firm count when you actually do a full census and you go to knock on somebody's door and count the number of people there.
What jumps off the page when you look at all these numbers and crunch this data? What is most interesting to you?
Well, there's a couple of things that really strike me. One of the things that I really found kind of profound last year was our migration rate actually dropped. Our net migration in terms of the number of people had moved from the prior year, dropped by about 6,000-7,000 people, and this number now has gone back up. We show that net migration in the state is a little over 11,700 coming from the prior year, which is up about 1,700 or so from the year before. What I think it points to is we simply ran out of housing in a period of time, and until housing catches up, it's hard to increase the population of the state. One of the big debates we always have, especially in the western part of the state, is what constitutes population and what is a resident. An individual who's commuting into the state from, say, Colorado is not a resident of the state of North Dakota, and so they never showed up in the population numbers. They certainly showed up in the labor force numbers, but they did not show up in the resident count. And so what I suspect is happening to a certain extent, obviously a number of those jobs are going away, but I suspect a higher and higher percentage of those individuals working in that industry are becoming residents of the state of North Dakota. That is a big thing. Also, we're going to be looking when the demographic tables come out in May at the how the state is changing in terms of race and ethnicity. We've become far more diverse than we have prior to the 2010, as the number of blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Pacific Islanders have moved into the state. Also, our estimate for international migration has been increasing also with this latest estimate. So I think we're becoming a more diverse state, but we're also becoming a younger state. And if you look at the numbers, we've dropped a number of years, a couple of years in median age, and that's because this large influx of individuals seems to be kind of centered around the 20 to 34-year-old range. In many cases, they're bringing children 1 to 4 with them.
Fascinating. Yeah. All those numbers are pretty amazing. Kevin, thanks for crunching them for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you as the story continues to unfold. But certainly a good thing for North Dakota. I want to talk about growth in North Dakota, good thing or bad. Think about that. Let's talk about it after this break. Thanks, Kevin.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
Who says saving has to feel like sacrifice? Why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com or stop by and talk with us today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Helping America fuel better. When you fill up at PetroServe USA, you have options because they connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it's one of my favorite spots to just get one of those grab-and-go meals when you're really in a hurry, like the 4-for-4 special where you get the personal hot stuff pizza. Oh, those are so good. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4. And some great specials every month, too, like this month, the Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. PetroServe USA, customer-owned company, making a difference in lives and communities, delivering superior service and innovative energy choices to help America fuel better. They do it. All right, interesting conversation with state demographer Kevin Iverson, and going through those numbers. Sure. Hard-pressed to say they're anything but incredible. I want to have a serious conversation here for a few minutes about your thoughts about North Dakota growing. This, to me, is an obvious question, or I guess an obvious answer to a question I'm going to ask. But I don't think everybody would answer this accordingly, and I want to just hear from you a little bit, okay? Is that growth, to have North Dakota at an all-time high in population, a good thing? Again, to me, absolutely, unequivocally, I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I honestly think one of the great things about this growth of 110,000 some people since 2004, when we were going the other way, is I don't hear much debate about it anymore. But there was a time when people would debate it, didn't like it, didn't like what the oil boom was bringing in the way of new jobs, new people into the communities. Didn't, you know, I know folks in the oil patch communities, little towns that never broke 1,000, never broke 500, and liked it that way. People that didn't have neighbors and
didn't want to have neighbors. And so I've always had some empathy for people that, because it's changed, and none of us like change. But on the other hand, if you're not growing, what are you doing? You're dying. So I hear these numbers from Kevin Iverson. I hear this kind of conversation about, you know, highest percentage gain in the nation. New high watermark for population is 756,927 as of July 21st, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Median age of 34.9 years, 2 years younger than a decade ago. The fourth youngest in the nation. And I'm fired up. It feels like you're talking about a Super Bowl victory to me. Because there's energy, right? I mean, energy in the sense that there's momentum. You're going the right direction. How long did we fight out migration? How many parents now have kids and grandkids here rather than having to just return over the last couple of days from somewhere else to visit them? They're here. Everybody's here. Grand and grandpa, son and daughter, grandsons, granddaughters. That's just fabulous. So sorry to have my pom-poms out, but I think it's a good thing. I'm really of the opinion, and that's why I'm asking. Maybe I'll find out a different answer. That we've crossed a threshold. There's always going to be people you're going to run into that don't like it, but by and large, I would say the attitude of our state in North Dakota is this is what we are. This is who we're going to be. We're going to grow. We're on the uptick. You agree or disagree with that? Tell me, please. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd. Share your comments with him. But you'll pass it along. 701-226-8503. Listener says, is population growth worth all of the negatives that have followed it? Unaffordable housing. Skyrocketing crime rates. If I wanted to live in an urban environment, I wouldn't be here in the first place. Many don't agree with your growth is great opinion. That's why I'm asking. That's why we're having this conversation. So, first of all, affordable housing to me is a market thing. I mean, you heard what he was saying, and that one of the reasons in migration has slowed down, is because there's no place for people to live. All right? And as things cool right now because of the price of oil, it's a chance to catch up. What's happening? Prices are coming down. So that's just the market. I mean, you're not going... Unaffordable housing is not going to last forever. And you also have to have a conversation about what's affordable. What do you mean? I mean, when you're making some of the jobs with the overtime that were happening, you know, affordable to me and you may be different than to somebody out there working those crazy hours. But, so it's a temporary thing and, it'll take care of itself. Skyrocketing crime rates, come on, let's really be realistic here about that, should we? When you're talking about crime rates, are they up? Sure. Guess what? We've got 110,000 more people. So they're up proportionate to population. In other words, we don't have Minneapolis, Denver, Chicago crime, nothing like it. Nothing even close. So crime is up, but it's still very, in my mind, manageable. And we have great leaders on top of it. If I wanted to live in an urban environment, I wouldn't be here in the first place. Okay, here's another thing. We have 750,000 people spread across an entire state. This is not an urban environment. I mean, Fargo is not even an urban environment, really, where a lot of that growth is. It's urban compared to Watford City, I'll give you that. But it's not urban compared to one of the bedroom communities around the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, are most metropolitan cities. So, again, it's changed, and I'm not diminishing Derek's opinion here, but just trying to explain a different perspective. Here's another. Scott, Northern North Dakota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Scott?
Well, you know, listening this morning, and population growth, is it good, is it bad? I think as long as we're bringing in people who are productive and want to work, I think it's great. But what's going on with the people we're bringing in that, A, don't want to work, B, don't really like us? And, you know, I worked up in Grand Forks, local business, and we had tried hiring some folks that were, let's just say, from not around here. Work ethic, just not there. Try to train people, they just, it's like they refuse. They don't understand that a 15-minute break in 4 hours is a 15-minute break in 4 hours, not a 15-minute break every hour, and just leave the building whenever you want to go get a cup of your favorite coffee from down the street.
Why would they come here?
Well, because we're bringing them here. We're talking about refugees. I'm talking about, you know, people from other continents who are, let's just say, not acclimated to North Dakota. You know, we drive through Grand Forks, and if you drive through Grand Forks in the middle of the day, you can spot a whole certain group of people in their areas where the guys are just hanging around smoking all day, walking around. They don't want to work. They're here because we're paying their way. The place I worked in Grand Forks, we were getting all the time, have our social service companies or agencies coming over to buy things for these people's vehicles, to put tires on their cars so that they could go look for work. These people aren't looking for work. They're just here for the system.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I have many issues with you know, these mandates that come from the White House and the State Department to say, hey, North Dakota, you will take X amount of refugees.
Well, it's not just them. It's our churches bringing them in. And I'm a God-fearing Christian, mind you. I understand what the good book says. And I don't consider myself a racist. I've got many friends from many different ethnic backgrounds. I have a problem with people who don't want to work. My favorite work week is 65, 70 hours, and that's just the ones I'm getting paid for. I've got my own business on the side that takes another 20 to 25 minimum just to stay up on, getting the startup business going. So, I mean, working, Don, from the time you get up in the morning till the time you go to work has been bred into me. But I can't even understand people who only want to work a 40-hour week. It's a good part-time job, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's a North Dakota work ethic for you. And I read your mail. I hear exactly what you're saying, you know. How do you teach that? And when somebody does not want to work, as you say, or does not like us, you're really in a difficult position trying to get them to say, hey, either you go to work or you're not going to eat. You know,
it's either go to work, get a good job, be productive, be a part of our society, and, by the way, learn the language and participate in the culture, or go home.
That's why these agencies need to do a better job that are ultimately bringing these folks here to ensure that you know, in the name of empathy,
I'm sure I've stirred up a hornet's nest here, but I gotta get going. I'm on my way to a job, and I'm pretty much there, so I'll try to keep listening while I'm working.
Good for you, Scott. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. I'll just finish and say that I do think the agencies need to do a better job. And in the name of empathy many times, and enabling folks. And, you know, first of all, I don't like the idea of LSS. To me, there should be a total timeout right now on all of this until we know more. You wouldn't believe the lack of data from LSS to say, okay, how many have jobs? How many have had interaction with law enforcement? And law enforcement doesn't keep track. The agencies don't keep track. We don't know. So much so, to me, it's time out. Let's get a handle on this. Get better tracking, get better reporting, make sure we're truly helping these people.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550.
and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Polar Service Center has got you covered if you need anything done on a truck, bumper to bumper. On the truck, on the trailer, they're known, Polar Service Center, as a tank trailer manufacturer. Largest in North America. They also have 30-plus service centers, one of which is now in Williston, North Dakota, in addition to their location in Kildare, North Dakota. So they have two of these service centers, and that's where they do all the work, bumper to bumper, and deliver parts all throughout the Bakken and as far down as Bismarck, Minot. You need it, they're going to get it to you at Polar Service Center. $15 million inventory. So you want to deal with these guys because when you need a part, they've got the part, they'll get you the part, they're the best.
but they also do the service work as well. And, of course, those tank trailers, they have a tank wash in Killdeer and do it all, even do collision work, collision repair work out of Billings, Montana, three locations there. Their Williston location, let me help you find that. You know where the Ramada is on Highway 2? You know where the Love's truck stop is? You know where Peterbilt is? Right next to Peterbilt, west of Williston, Highway 2. You look at the Ramada, the Peterbilt, the Love's, you know where I'm talking about. That's where they're at. Or you can call them at 701-251-4586. 701-251-4586 at Polar Service Center. All right? Give them a call. They'll take very good care of you. All right. Tomorrow we are in Bismarck, broadcasting from Kirkwood Mall. So my very first, this happened in 2014, very first radio show ever from a hot tub. Now it'll be my very first radio show from a hot tub in the Kirkwood Mall, Todd. How about that? I've broadcast from Shields before in the just off of the Kirkwood Mall, attached to the Kirkwood Mall, but not in the Kirkwood Mall. So we love all these firsts. Got to get another one in for 2015. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And they have some great end-of-year deals. You want to get in there? Hot spring spas are just the best. They're really the gold standard. And what I love about it, I mean, Vince tomorrow will tell us about how easy they are to care for, how affordable they are. I mean, you pick your size. Lots of good deals there. The thing I really appreciate about it is the family time. You know, just it brings the family back together. And you're smiling, you're happy. It's just, it's fabulous. So more on that tomorrow, live from the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck. Really looking forward to that. Should be great fun. On this holiday week, big New Year's plans, Todd? What are you going to do?
New Year's Day, nothing really. It's kind of quiet. We're going to eventually have a little Christmas with the in-laws because we went to my family for, you know, Christmas Eve and day and stuff. So spent some time with them over in Enderlin. How about you?
Yeah, nothing too crazy. We just stay pretty close to home. On the New Year's holiday, an email I got to get.
Maybe that Victoria's Secret bag had something to do with your New Year's Eve plans, but
you had to bring that up, didn't you? So Todd and I bump into each other at the Mall of America, right? And I was like a human shopping cart for our daughter.
True.
And she is, laser focused on bargains. That's her deal.
Sure.
So the buy one, get one specials at Lush, for instance. And evidently somebody told her that there was perfume. You call it perfume now or cologne? I was raised that the men wore cologne.
Stuff. I don't know.
The women wore perfume. But I think it's, you know, cologne is kind of a male and a female thing. Anyway, so there was some half-off deal on perfume at Victoria's Secret. So she got some. Because I'm really not big on 12-year-olds being in Victoria's Secret, to tell you the truth. The place is a little on the... not a little. It's raunchy. I mean, I don't know why they can't sell what they sell, which is fine. It's no big deal. Without the pictures. The pictures are, my gosh.
That's why I was kind of surprised to see you carrying one of those bags around.
I mean, I'm only a little bit of a prude, but I just don't... Yeah. So anyway, I was carrying the bags, so Todd, of course, had to comment about that.
I didn't take the picture. I could have taken the picture and blackmailed you for years to come, but I didn't because I love you.
It was perfume.
You're the little brother. And
it was purchased at Pink, too, not at Victoria's Secret. But anyway, the Victoria's Secret bag is what they use. Pink is their, like, you know, I don't know, spinoff store or something you want to tap.
Now, here I thought maybe you were trying to get that secret shopping done that you can't afford to be seen doing in North Dakota. If you get recognized at West Acres or something with a Victoria's Secret bag, you're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, please. Please, please, please. Trump's success, says an emailer, is a testimony as to just how crazy Obama's made the Republican base. In my view, irrationally unwarranted crazy. Not quite related. I was always curious how the right would respond to a legitimate Islamic-motivated terror attack. San Bernardino. Results, you people failed. Not patriotic or nonpartisan as with 9/11. Nope, was just a freakout and Dem blaming. Did you know that a total of 45 Americans have been killed on U.S. soil by Muslims since 9/11? What is the count on Iraqis or Afghanistan, Afghanistani people on their soil? All right, leave you with a little pot stirring from the emailer to end the program today. With no time to respond. How convenient is that? Isn't that something, Todd?
Sorry. Hey.
Out of time. Folks, if you haven't yet done it, make sure you sign up for that Minnesota Wild trip, by the way, coming up February 28th. You're going to be here before you know it. That's right. 800-855-200-1776, extension 3. Got to go. Love you, business owners. Listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.